Let's talk about the second time around, like when you had worked for about a decade and then you decide to like, I'm going to do this. Like what, why did you want to do that? And like, how did it go about?
Yeah, it was actually almost precisely a decade later. So I think I came back from Korea then and celebrated my 24th birthday. And a good 10 years later, you could say I had hit a low point at that point. And these things are totally, you know, intimately personal. Like everyone's reason or everyone's motivation for having a low point can be different. So my low point at this point was more like having suffered a series of failed relationships and also not being in my career where I thought I would be. Yeah. So I was living in San Francisco. I'd been there for a few years, and all around me, I just see, people killing it, exiting, for $100 million, $200 million, $500 million. And, on the surface, everything looks so awesome. And what you're surrounded by are all these super assertive type A personalities who are only satisfied when their goals are bigger and achieved greater than those around them, which is a lot of pressure that I wasn't used to. So I basically wasn't happy with my situation, and I had talked to some friends, and one reoccurring theme that kept coming up was, you should look into Landmark. So Landmark is one of these personal development forums or courses. And I took it with some skepticism, but I walked away with that with a path forward. So like in my current situation, I was unhappy in San Francisco. I had just been taken advantage of by a grifter, basically this woman who tried to steal $50,000 from me. I have no idea if her name was even who she said she was. But we'll leave that story for another time. And then we go to, so then I go to this Landmark, and the first day and a half in this thing, I'm like, dude, these people have a lot of problems and my life is pretty good by comparison. And, I didn't see my own BS, but I had a breakthrough, and let's just leave it at that. Within 3 months of attending that, I had spoken it over with my boss and decided to move on from my position at CBS and give a notice at my apartment, put everything I had in storage, a small 8x8 apartment or a storage unit, and donated the rest away and booked a one-way ticket out of here. So that's how it started.
Wow. And where was the ticket to?
So I had booked a one-way ticket to Tokyo. It was December 9th, I believe. Yeah, 2014. No, 2013.
Good for you. And I mean, to do something like this takes a lot of courage. And sometimes you need a little bit help, right? Through, for example, Landmark or a friend or just making that plan. But you did it. And were you scared at any point?
That was the weird thing. So like the most common reaction that you get from people was one of two things. Whoa, that's totally awesome. Or, wow, that's scary. Where are you going to stay? How are you going to afford it? How are you going to do this? And they have so many questions, of which I was naive, perhaps at that point, and realized it's no big deal. I'm just going to go do it. And in hindsight, honestly, it wasn't naive. You just do it. Yeah. you think about what is the worst possible thing that can happen. And most of them can be solved with a Visa card.
Yeah. Do you think we tend to overthink a lot of things in life?
I think we tend to worry too much about the outcome of things. And we can often figure things out as we go. Most decisions are reversible.